Roman Catholics across the country have been following the U.S. Cardinals' meeting in Rome. The overwhelming sense among Catholics contacted by NPR is that the results fell short of expectations. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
Many Catholics said they were disappointed with the results of the historic meeting of U.S. Cardinals in Rome. They say they were expecting strong policies that would ensure that sexual abuse of a minor by a priest would never happen again in the Catholic Church. Anne Barrett Doyle is a leader of the Coalition of Concerned Catholics, a group of lay Catholics in suburban Boston.
It's basically a very disappointing statement. It's just very unvisionary. It's not moral leadership. And the sense we're getting here in Boston is that the victims and the laity are the people in moral authority right now, and we're leading our cardinals, but they're so far behind.
The cardinals laid out what they called a skeletal outline of policies that will be filled in later. Still, Father Robert Bullock says the cardinal's statement doesn't show the Vatican understands the enormity of the crisis. Bullock is a member of the Boston Priests Forum, a group of more than 100 priests formed in response to the scandal.
My primary reaction is a good deal of disappointment that did not come out with a clear, strong statement that could reassure our parishioners and Catholics in the United States that this problem is understood at the highest levels.
The most upsetting part to many was the cardinal's failure to endorse a one-strike-you're-out policy for priests who have abused minors. Instead, the cardinal said they would apply a special process to defrock any priest who's guilty of the serial, predatory sexual abuse of minors. In other cases, bishops would be allowed to decide a priest's fate. Phil Saviano is with the Survivors Network of those abused by priests.
The trouble with that is they're putting themselves in a position of saying that somebody who has molested, say, 8, 10 children is necessarily worse than somebody who has just raped an 8-year-old girl, for example, destroying that child's life forever. I don't think that the church should be making those sort of judgments.
On the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, several Catholics gave their opinions after a city planning meeting. Gary Ash of Lakewood says he also wanted the cardinals to come out with a stronger enforcement policy.
I'd like to hear zero tolerance. And a priest that has any kind of an infraction or a charge should not even be there. Zero tolerance.
Janet Lair says she's had 16 years of Catholic education.
I wanted something more definite, some ground rules laid down that would put the priests on a par with the people.
In Miami, Florida, Ciro de Gasperis was also not happy with the outcome of the meeting. He's a member of a parish in Palm Beach Gardens.
As far as I'm concerned, they wasted 2 days over there talking about rhetoric and without any substance.
But Linus Austin, who attends St. Mary's in Miami, says the media has blown this out of proportion and the church is doing its best to respond.
The Catholic Church is trying to do a PR job. According to some, it's not doing a good PR job. But to me, it's doing the best that can be done in a secularized world there is today.
The U.S. cardinals will take their recommendations to the meeting of U.S. bishops in June, where church leaders will draw up a specific policy on how to handle abusive priests. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.